Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just as everything that goes up must come down, every action must have a consequence. Whether the bad decision you make is big or small, the outcome that follows can be absolutely life-altering. However, if you ever find yourself worrying that you've made the wrong call on some important decision, rest assured that at least you've not messed up as badly as these guys. Let's take a look at them. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are the 10 worst movie decisions with unbelievable consequences. 10. Gambling with the future. Back to the Future Part 2. Someone always just has to try being the wise guy, don't they? When Marty McFly makes the decision to buy a sports almanac and bet on races he knows the outcome of, he certainly didn't expect that it would end up with his mum marrying the absolute beast that is Biff, and that it would make Biff the Donald Trump of the alternate future. After getting hold of the almanac, Marty and Doc carelessly allow it to fall into Biff's hands. Whilst they're away dealing with their own messes, Biff borrows the DeLorean and travels back in time, giving his younger self the almanac so that he can get rich off betting. Because of this, when Marty and Doc return to 1985, they find that Biff has become incredibly rich and is now Marty's stepdad. Had Marty heeded Doc's advice and made the sensible decision to return the almanac and not mess with time travel, none of this would have happened. 9. Giving your little brother a toy. A Quiet Place. Near the start of A Quiet Place, there was no way Reagan could have anticipated that giving her little brother the toy he desperately wanted would have such unbelievably awful consequences. As the family scout through an abandoned store, just grabbing the essentials, 4-year-old Beau is besotted with a battery-powered toy, but his dad won't let him take it. As a kind gesture, Reagan removes the batteries from the toy so it won't make any noise and gives it as a gift to Beau, not noticing that as they leave the store, he retrieves the batteries. What started as a nice sisterly gesture takes an incredibly dark turn when, as the family walks silently back to their home, Beau activates the toy. Without any time to do anything to save him, the family watch on in horror as the sound-guided monsters who roam the earth immediately appear and kill poor Beau. In a world as bleak as this one, you want to savor the little joys. And poor Reagan gave her brother a toy hoping to do just that, but instead unleashed a whole world of anguish on the family. 8. Checking out a dead body. The deaths of Ian Stone. You may think that it's your civic duty to go and check something out if it appears to be a dead body, mainly just thinking about the fact that it's best off discovered so that the family can be at peace sooner if it does turn out to be a dead person. Usually this would be right. However, in the case of the deaths of Ian Stone, going over and examining an apparent corpse is the worst decision Ian could have made. Not that it's something we'd ever have to worry about in real life. The corpse comes to life and forces Ian onto some nearby railway tracks, where he's hit by a train, killed, and then wakes up again in a totally different, surreal, looping life. Again and again, he gets killed in different ways, only to wake up anew, tackling his new life play by play and trying to understand what the hell's going on and how to get back to his life from before and his beloved girlfriend. Had he decided not to approach a corpse by a railway late at night, which would have been a totally understandable decision, seeing as you can just call the cops to do that for you, none of the crap he has to endure would have even started. 7. Making a theme park full of dinosaurs. Jurassic Park. Now, this one is an age-old no-brainer. It's one of the most widely cited terrible decisions in movie history. Whilst for a while it appeared that the carnage in the franchise would be restricted to just park areas, by the time we reached the end of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, we saw rogue dinosaurs making their way out into the wider world. I think it's common consensus that bringing back an extinct animal is risky at best and stupidly reckless at worst. Never mind bringing back an entire class of reptiles and all the different species that fall under it. Throughout the franchise, we see dinosaurs ranging from fairly docile herbivores to intelligent, genetically enhanced mega beasts. And the latter is so clearly a stupid thing to bring into the world that I can't believe someone canonically thought it was a good shout. When the next franchise installment comes in 2022, we'll get to see exactly what the dinosaurs have brought to the world, even though director Colin Trevorrow insists that it won't be a war between humans and dinosaurs because he thinks that's unrealistic. I guess it's that exact naivety that motivated the decisions that led to dinosaurs being released willy-nilly into the world. 6. Messing with measles. I am legend. It clearly has to be a decision based on very little empirical study to re-engineer measles to cure cancer, especially given that it gets so out of control that it ends up wiping out 99% of the world's population. Like, how does one mess up that badly? How do they make such a miscalculated decision with weaponizing a virus that they manage to wipe out most of humanity? This terrible decision in medicine manufacturing is what brings about the apocalypse in 2007's I Am Legend. Those that the virus doesn't end up killing are instead mutated into vampiric cannibals who hunt the few remaining uninfected humans. We follow Will Smith's Robert Neville as he toils daily in pursuit of a cure, eventually managing to formulate a cure which outlives him, going on to save humanity. Had those scientists not tried messing around with re-engineering measles in the first place, none of this would have happened, and Neville wouldn't have had to go through all the torment he's gone through, including having to strangle his own dog to death. Dark, dark times. 5. Careless construction work. Reign of Fire. Surely you'd think that before starting major construction works in London, some sort of survey would be needed to be done on the ground. Even if it's just to make sure you're not hitting groundwater or putting more weight on a loose bit of ground, that sort of thing. It's completely valid not to anticipate that a spot of construction work would cause the apocalypse, but you know, it could have been avoided with a bit more worksite research. Whoever gave the go-ahead on the work being conducted on part of the London Underground clearly hadn't done their prep, making the uninformed an eventually catastrophic decision that was to press on and accidentally open up a cavern in the ground from which the end of the world emerged. Reign of Fire sees the modern Earth overrun by dragons who'd previously been hibernating in the ground. Having been disturbed from their slumber when the workmen broke through into their cave, they awoke and started to wreak havoc on Earth, kicking off the chain of events that saw humans eventually become borderline extinct. Well, never again should we underestimate the importance of a land survey. 4. Peter Quill attacking Thanos. Infinity War. It was incredibly frustrating to watch Quill carry out his pointless, weak attack on the mentally subdued Thanos, knowing that the outcome of it could be nothing but bad. It had been hard enough to get the big purple baddie into the state of stillness in the first place, and then suddenly it was all going to be thrown away just because one stupid little man couldn't control his temper. We can probably sympathise with him a little bit because he had just received the horrible news that the woman he loved had been killed by Thanos. However, had he held himself together for just a bit longer, then he wouldn't have been one of the driving forces in half of everyone in the universe being snapped away. Because of Quill's little outburst, he broke the hold Mantis and the crew had over Thanos, who was then able to battle his way to his big snap moment. So yeah, nice one, Quill. Real nice. 3. Viewing a new build. Vivarium. Usually the issue when buying a new build is that they're all so shoddily made that within 1 year you'll be hundreds of extra quid deep in repair work. They all look the same, they're all packed together on those little plots, and all the modern amenities they boast will soon have their novelty wear off when you inevitably develop a damp problem in your first winter there. These are all annoying consequences of trusting a new build, but they're all too believable. However, it's definitely not believable nor expected that you would become trapped on an endless looping estate of identical houses and forced to raise an alien baby should you make the decision to visit the new build showroom. That's exactly what happens to our central couple in Vivarium. With regular deliveries of everything they need to survive left outside their house, they're forced to raise a rapidly growing humanoid child whilst coming to terms with the fact they'll never escape. Once the child is fully grown, the couple die off and are buried in their yard in little Ziploc bags, and the cycle starts all over again with a new couple. The message here? Never trust an estate agent. 2. Releasing the monkeys. 28 days later. As we see at the end of 28 Days Later's sequel, 28 Weeks Later, the virus that was first released from a lab in the UK manages to spread across the ocean to mainland Europe, and from there to who knows where else. This all started when a group of animal rights activists broke into a laboratory, intent on freeing the monkeys being used as test subjects there. Little did they know at the time that those monkeys were infected with a virus that filled them with raw, unadulterated rage. Well, actually, I mean, they did know when the lab tech told them so, but they let them free anyway. Releasing an aggressive, strong animal infected with any disease is obviously a stupid idea. Even if it isn't a deadly one, how would those monkeys have gotten to safety anyway if you just let them out the cage? Fortunately, these activists probably didn't stick around long enough to see what their stupid mistake did to the world, as the virus spread so easily and so quickly that in a matter of minutes, they were probably either all dead or out of their minds. 1. Erasing everybody. The Quiet Earth. Protagonist Zach Hobson made the awful decision to not speak out when realizing that an experimental project he was part of was likely destined to cause catastrophic results. He was working as part of Project Flashlight, an endeavor to create a global energy grid, but he allowed everything to go ahead despite what he knew of the risks. So guilt-ridden was he with the decision to stay quiet that he attempted to overdose on pills, only for that exact attempt to die being what ended up saving him. When Project Flashlight was enacted, most people on Earth simply disappeared. On further investigation, it seems that only those who were at the exact moment of death when Flashlight was booted up managed to survive. Had he spoken out, chances are that some extra research would have been done that would have prevented Flashlight from being carried out as is, ultimately meaning that the mass disappearance of the world's population could have been avoided. In an attempt to right his wrong, Hobson makes one more bad decision at the end of the film, where he tries to destroy the plant Flashlight was enacted from to stop it from happening again. Blowing himself up along with the lab, he awakes to find himself transported to another planet, all alone. And considering the situation before was of him and two other people seemingly being the last people on Earth, I'd say it's quite an achievement to find something worse.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.